Hi everyone, it's Allie Jade and welcome to the fourth episode of the podcast. Today I'm here with a very special guest.
Hi, it's Riley.
Welcome. So introduce yourself. Tell us what you do.
I'm Riley Lewis. I am an actor. I've been on Chicken Girls, just filmed season 8, which is a little secret. I'm allowed to say that, honestly. I already have said it, so yeah, I'm on Chicken Girls season 8. I'm only in like a couple episodes. I'm not seeing a lot, you know, but it was fun to film again. It was actually really weird. I'm not gonna lie, when I was looking at the other kids' film, like the new cast,
yeah.
I was like, because like now I'm 18 and I started filming when we were like 13, 14.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I'm 18 now. And so looking at all the kids who are now like 13, 14, yeah. And like 12, like Haley's 12 now. And
does
I remember.
Make you feel old?
It was so weird. It was so weird because I was the only like OG cast on set besides Haley. And so Haley was there and I was like, I was just sitting there because my first scene that I filmed, I was just standing off to the side and I didn't really have a line, but the rest of the cast was there in front of me. And I was like, I was looking at it and I was talking to Kenya and I was like, were we this bad filming? Like is this how we acted? And she goes, no, you guys were worse. I'm like, oh, right, yeah, makes sense though. Honestly, it makes sense. And she's like, well, think about it. You guys already knew each other before you started filming. And they, like, just kind of met each other. Yeah. I mean, some of them already knew each other, but they just kind of met each other, and they're just now getting to that stage that you guys were already at. And we're like, okay. But it was weird, because Haley's looking more and more like Jules when we started filming.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, God, it's like I'm watching myself film.
Haley. She does look a lot like her sister.
Yeah, she's starting to look more and more like Jules, like, when we started filming the show, and then, like, I could, like, name, like, all the, I was like, wow, and that's me, and, and that's Matt, and that one's Andy, and it was so weird. I was like, wow, I'm watching
like a mini
myself from 4 years ago film the show.
Crazy.
Like, this is crazy. It was so fun though.
So how long have you been acting? Like, what's your story with acting?
Kind of accidentally fell into it, and now we are here.
Wait, I have something so funny. So we were actually in acting class together, and I realized
Cynthia?
This like
Cynthia?
After Cynthia. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love Cynthia's.
I had been like,
God, you were! You came later, right?
I did.
Yes.
Yeah. It was
yes.
So bad. My acting was so
yes.
bad.
I remember that. I had just, that. I was only there for a short amount of time. Like, I wasn't there for a while. And then, but when we started doing the online classes, I stopped doing them because it's not the same. And I feel like if I'm paying this much, I just kind of feel like
I should be getting the
full experience.
Yeah.
But I have, like, Jillian's connection and everything. So whenever, like, I had, like, an audition or something, I just hit up Jillian. I'm like, Jillian, I need your help. She's like, bet, come over. I'm, like, sick.
So what age did you start acting? I think I was, like, 10.
14?
14? Okay.
14? I think that's how old I was when we started filming Chicken Girls. I mean, like I said, it was an accident. It was like one of those, like, hey, because we worked with Brat before.
Yeah.
Before they decided to even name their company Brat, we've been working with them. So they're like, hey, we're starting this new show with Jules LeBlanc. Would you like to be a part of it? And we're like, yeah, sure. And they're like, okay, is there anyone else you think like would want, like, would be down to like film with us? And we're like, yeah. So that's how it was, all our friends. Because we're like, are you kidding? Yeah, like everyone, like all of our friends, get on the show. And so then it was all of our friends. And
that's
so then
cool.
We just started filming, and now we're on season 8, couple movies later, couple short films.
That's
been
awesome.
A wild 4 years.
Wild 4 years.
Yeah.
So we all know that you're a triplet, or I don't know if everyone knows that, but is it ever annoying being a triplet? Like, at all?
Well, see, here's the thing. I don't know any different from being a triplet. I only know being a triplet. So, I mean, is it annoying? Yeah, having siblings is annoying. So, you know, like, I mean, at
is
the same time.
Is it ever weird, like, having the same birthday at the same time?
No, but it's, like, because I'm the oldest, and I was born at 10:28 p.m., and so, like, on our birthday at 10:20, I'm like, I'm officially older than you guys.
Because so funny.
Because I'm the oldest, and then at 10:29, Dakota, because he's middle, he's our brother, he turns, like, so, like, this year I'll be turning 19. I'm just like, I'm 19, you guys are still 18. And then at 10:29, Coda joins me, and he's like, we're 19, you're still 18. And Matt hates it, because she's the youngest, so she doesn't get to say that to anyone. So she's just like, hey, I joined you guys, we're 19 now at 10:30. So funny. But, I mean, it's just like having normal siblings. I mean.
Does your parents have, like, a favorite sibling? Like, a favorite one?
Mads's favorite. Mom's favorite is Mads, dad's favorite is me. Coda's kind of like a shared middle.
He's shared?
Yeah. he fits that middle. That middle child.
Yeah.
Very well. Very split evenly.
What's your opinion on like Mads and Jaden's relationship?
I like Jaden. They're really cool. They're like the same people, you know? Yeah. I mean that with the best intention possible. Like, yeah. I don't know if that sounded bad. No. But like, they're the same people, so like, I don't think anyone else can really handle Mads crazy, and I don't really think anyone can handle Jaden's crazy. So I mean, like, it just kind of work together, you know? But they're literally like the same people. Like with like things that they say, I'm like, that is so Madison. Like when Jaden says it, and
that's
it's
good.
Like,
that's awesome.
No, no, it's not bad at all. It's great. I mean, I guess that's what's made him work.
Yeah.
For so long, but yeah. Like, I don't know. It's just. I mean, I like Jaden. He's fun. He's fun to hang out with. Like, I'll go over there, and then we literally won't do anything, but, what is there to do?
He seems like a really cool person.
He is. He gets all excited, like, shows us all his new songs. Like, that he's about it. Because he's about to drop an album.
That's cool.
Sounds so good. I've heard all the music.
We know you just moved in with Indiana. Is it, like, yes. Does she ever get annoying?
No, I mean, me and Indy work pretty good together. I mean, I've practically lived with her being out here anyway, because I practically lived with her and Julie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it wasn't anything different. Like, we already knew how to work together, like, how to, like, make that whole, like, thing work, like, living together. So, yeah. It wasn't different, and it wasn't, like, a new experience. So, we just kind of...
Yeah.
You know, it was just, like, we were just moving into a different house. Like, it was, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so, this is Allie J. Gets Awkward, so we get into really awkward questions. These aren't too bad, but they're pretty awkward.
I like awkward questions, though, honestly, just because I feel like they're the most fun.
So, what's your top pet peeves?
See, I don't really know if I have... Okay, I know I do have one, but I feel like I don't have enough strong ones to where, like, if someone did something, I'd be like, oh, that's a pet peeve.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't think I really have, like, a pet... No.
Are you like a messy or like a neat freak?
I'm messy.
Yes.
Actually, because I now live in my own, because I live in my own place, I'm not as messy.
Yeah.
Which I didn't think that would ever happen. Like, I'm messy. I'm like a messy child. Like, and then all of a sudden I find myself wiping down the kitchen counter and I'm like, well, we've come so far, you know what I mean? But I am messy, but, like, I'm OCD messy, because I have OCD, so it's, like, everything's kind of like a perfect mess.
So, what's your most awkward situation?
Most awkward situation? I feel like...
Hang on, guys, if you're listening, the recording stopped.
Give us one. Oh, 30 minutes? Is that like the 30-minute mark or something? Because mine shuts off after 30 minutes.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know if you can fix that or not.
I don't know. It's weird.
Okay, awkward situation. Most awkward situation that I've been in... I don't know. I feel like being a triple, you just grow up in a lot of awkward situations. Like,
oh, yeah.
Try to, like, dig at each other, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like the one I always go, like, back to, there wasn't, like, an awkward moment. It was kind of, like, most, like, embarrassing moment was, like... Yeah. When I was, like, second grade, we had, like, have you ever, like, a jogathon at school?
A jogathon? Oh,
were
you
in the bag? Or, like, a walkathon. It's a jogathon. You literally, it's in the name. You jog.
You jog.
You jog.
Okay.
You jog laps. And every lap you get a wristband on your wrist. And so then it's, like. That, like, tells, like, the people, like, how many laps you've, like, ran. And it's for, like, a fundraiser. But then, like, at the end, whoever has, like, the most laps completed, like, wins.
Yeah.
So it's, like, the whole school runs at once, like, in the grass area.
Yeah.
Kind of ran into a tree.
Oh,
in front
so
of the
bad.
Whole school during a jogathon, right? And I was, like, so the whole school's down there. It was, like, second grade. We had, like, the biggest field ever. It was, like, there's, like, a downs, like, low area. I don't even remember what we called it. It was second grade. I'm a senior now, it sucks. But, and Lily, everyone's like, oh, senior year's gonna be the best year, it's like gonna be the easiest year, like, you get to relax almost. I'm like, looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It's the worst year.
It's the worst
year. Like, I enjoyed junior year more than I am enjoying senior year.
Like, this year it sucked. First grade and second grade were the best years. Because you literally did nothing. Yeah. Draw your ABCs.
Exactly. You do nothing. You learn cursive a little bit.
Yeah.
If you don't get it, they're like, it's okay.
And we thought that was hard.
Yeah, we thought that was hard. We thought writing was hard. You know what I mean? And now I'm over here doing, like, AP Calc and AP Microeconomics.
Well, your story kind of brings me back to something. So real fast, I'm going to tell it. But I was riding my bike. I think I was, like, 11, and I just got my bike for Christmas, and my mom, I told her to come outside and watch me ride my bike, because I finally learned how to ride my bike.
Right.
And so I'm going down the hill, we're going in this dead, we live by a dead end, and I'm going down a hill, and our neighbor's mailbox is out, has, like, plants and everything, and I'm not paying attention, I'm looking at her, and I literally run into the mailbox, ruin up their flowers and everything. It was so bad.
That reminds me of Coda. He ran into a guy's truck. Like, fully just, like, you know those videos that you see, like, of the fails, like, someone, like, smashing into a truck? That is exactly what it looks like.
Yeah.
Like, he just, you know? It was so funny, though.
It's so bad. I was rooting for days. So you were kind of telling me this earlier, but are you the good or bad sibling?
You know? I feel like we're all equally
all three.
As bad. We're all equally as bad. I mean, if anyone's, like, I'd feel like the person who's, like, not as much of a troublemaker would definitely be Dakota.
Yeah.
But I feel like me and Mads can kind of tie in with first place for bad kid. I don't know. Honestly, you're going to have to, like, ask my dad, my mom, because I really don't. Like, I genuinely actually kind of want to know their, like, honest opinion of who they think was, like, the worst child.
What's, like, the worst thing you've done to your siblings?
The worst thing I've done? Okay, we fought all the time.
Yeah.
Like, crazy. Like, yeah. Literally, all the time. I don't know. It's probably the worst thing that I've done to my sibling. I mean, definitely, like, chuck things at each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure Coda has a scar on his leg from, like, Mads throwing a TV remote at him. Or, like, you know, like, the whole, like, if you flinch, you get to punch him twice in the arm.
Yeah.
Okay, so we became, like, pros at that game.
Oh, wow.
So then, but Mads tried to do it to me.
Yeah.
She thought I was gonna flinch, and I didn't. So then she actually ended up punching me, and I was like, I gotta punch you so hard for that. Like, to get her back, you know, like, make it even.
Yeah.
Like, we don't care to tell our parents, as long as we make it even.
As long as you make it even.
Yeah, as long as, like, hey, you punch me, good. Now I get to punch you, too. And then Mom will never know. You know? It's, I don't know. Growing up with siblings is very weird. Like, and then we would, like, rollerblade down a hill. So I broke my arm. But
oh, wow.
We decided we'd do this thing where we go at the top of a hill.
Yeah.
We didn't have any pads on, no helmets, nothing. We just had our rollerblades on. And we would skip one house, roll into the driveway to, like, slow us down.
Yeah.
And then we would make it two houses, and then three houses, and then four houses.
Oh, that's fun.
So you just get faster and faster.
Yeah.
Well, the house we were rolling into, the guy who lived there, we knew him, and he, like, jumped out in front of me as I was turning in, and it scared me, and then I just fully landed on my wrist, and I didn't break it.
Ooh.
I buckle fractured it, so, like, the bone's, like, unlocked and then, like, clicked in again.
Oh, that hurt.
Yeah, so I'm just, like, sitting there, and of course my mom's like, I don't do drama. You know I don't drama. Why didn't you wait till your dad got home? I'm like, well, you know, it wasn't a planned thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it was, you know, I would have scheduled it a little later. But, you know, it's not something that I planned.
The worst thing that I've probably done to my sibling, so my cousin was over, and it was, like, lunchtime, and we decided, because my brother would get scared so easily. He was, mm-hmm. like, one of those kids that was afraid of the dark. Like, so afraid.
That's good. I love scaring my sibling. I love scaring anybody. Honestly, it's a good time when they jump, you know?
I know, yeah.
It's just funny. I hate when someone does it to me, but, like, I'm really good at, like,
same.
Scaring other people.
But we were in my mom and dad's room, and they had, like, a speaker, and so we were playing, like, haunted music. And at the time,
of course,
my brother was, like, we were young. We didn't really pay attention to little details. And so they put the speaker in the bathroom, and they were playing the music, and we locked the door. And my mom and my aunt are, like, holding the door, too, so my brother can't go through. And we're sitting on the bed, and we start playing the music, and he starts freaking out because he thinks it's a ghost. And so he runs to the bathroom, runs to the bedroom, and he's like, I need to get out of here. It's haunted in here. And he literally breaks through the window. Just broke through it. Just,
like, fully
ran through,
ran through the window.
He ran through it. Like, we were not expecting
it
that.
It was first story, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I was about to say, you know, like some ninja crap.
He cut his arm. He cut his head. Like, he just ran.
How do you get that? Like, if anything, you just curl up in a ball and cry. I know. Like, you don't run through a window.
Like, my brother,
I would have laughed. I'm sorry, but I really would have laughed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, a lot, but.
Yeah. We were just like, did he actually just do that? Because he just ran through the window. Like, it was nothing.
I didn't think people, like, could actually run through windows. You know? Like, I didn't think that was,
he full on went.
I really did. Like, he must have had a, well, I guess when your adrenaline's going, when you're scared, like, you kind of, like, you don't really feel as much pain or whatever. You're not thinking the same as, like, strong, you know? I don't know.
It's full of crazy.
It kind of, like, blocks out receptors, but.
Yeah. That's probably the worst thing I regret doing to my sibling, because he's scarred, so.
Well, I mean, you know, it is what it is. It's as much as I can say for that.
Yeah.
I don't really have much for that.
Okay, so this is a section where we go into a game, and today's game is answering questions from fans. So the first question is, what inspires you most, or what makes you feel like your best self?
Probably just, like, keeping busy with work. Yeah. Like, as long as I'm keeping busy, or, like, I have, like, photo shoots lined up, or I'm, like, getting ready for something, or I'm, like, going out, or just, like not staying inside. Yeah. And it's, like, it's just so much better. Like, I just feel more like I did something.
You feel productive.
Yeah, I just feel way more productive. Like, if I'm sitting inside, I'm just doing school.
Yeah. I'm a person that has to be doing something. If I'm not doing something, I go crazy.
It's so bored. Like, I just get so bored. Like, I have to, like, that's why I only do my school when I'm home and not doing anything, because I have to be doing something. I'm like, well, might as well crack open the textbook, you know? But other than that, no. I just, as long as I'm, like, keeping busy with my work and then, or, like, just doing something productive or, like, out of the house, then it's always best.
Okay, what advice would you give to someone wanting to pursue a career similar to yours?
Don't give up. The one thing I've learned is that this world, like, this side of things, like, this whole entertainment business is the most competitive thing in the world. is the most competitive thing in the world. So, I mean, it's, like,
Be tough.
You really do.
Yeah.
You've definitely gotta be tough to, like, make it through. It's super competitive, and honestly, just, like, don't give up. Like, maybe it's just not the time. So, or that role wasn't for you, or that gig wasn't for you. So then you just wait until there is one that's, like, ready for you. You'll know. You'll get it.
Yeah. Just work as hard as you can. You'll be rewarded.
Yeah. Exactly.
It happens. Okay. What's one thing that you would tell your younger self today?
Ooh. Honestly, probably take more freaking pictures, dude. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, I feel like I don't have very, like, memories. Like, I have memories, but I feel like I hated taking pictures. And that's what's so ironic, because I'm in front of the camera all the time. But I hated, like, pictures. And I would never take them. And so now I'm, like, I look back at my phone, and I'm, like, I wish I had, like, I don't have any pictures of that moment. Yeah. Like, that was such a big moment. Or I'd have to have, like, everyone airdrop them to me.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, there was always one person not missing from taking the photo, and, like, I was still always in it, you know? Yeah. Like, it's just weird. It's not, like, I wish I would have, like, been more confident, or, like, taken pictures and stuff, and just been like, hey, it's not that bad. It's not that scary. You are in your head.
The ones that your parents take are definitely the best, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I have some.
Totally the best,
like,
ones.
Like, oh yeah. You got. There's some pictures, you know? Like,
some,
you know?
Real pictures.
Yeah. Well, like, with my family, we're always kind of allowed to do whatever we want. I honestly think that comes with being a triplet, though, because we were always. It was a given to, like, always be with someone. So it was like, if we're out at, like, 10 o'clock at night on the school night, it's like, oh, you're with your siblings, though. So, like, you're safe.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So, like, on the weekends or whatever, we'd be out, like, super late, so our mom always knew where we were, and we would always do, like, ding-dong-ditch, you know, all the random stuff I already said, but, but I think we were just, like, our parents were very lenient with that, as long as we told them where they were. Like, I was never that kid who had to sneak out. Like, I've never snuck out before, because I just never had to. I'd just be like, hey, mom, we're gonna go do this, and she'd be like, all right. Like, have fun. Bring your phone. Don't stay out too late. Don't get in trouble. Be careful, please. That was the line. That was the line. I nailed my mom right there. Be careful, please. That is my mom. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Okay, last question. Personal lifetime goal for yourself.
That is depends on
life is crazy. You never know what could happen today.
Yeah. Like it's I mean, you know? Like I really don't know how to explain it. It's crazy. Just it's all over the place. I mean, there's nothing's a guarantee, but like nothing's also impossible. So it's like kind of just halfway in the middle. It depends on who you're asking. Are you asking the academic side of me, or are you asking
the like career, the like
acting side of me? Yeah, it depends. I've always like ever since I was like 10, I've always like the medical field was always like my place to like go into.
Yeah.
And so like that's what all my schooling is for, and that's still what all my schooling is for. Like I'm taking like I'm in pre-med, like I, you know, like that's always what my school is for. And so now it's like, great, I'm a senior. So you go to college or you're gonna stay doing this? I'm like, that came fast. I don't know what I'm doing. So I definitely thought I would have made my mind by now, but I haven't. So now we're gonna take a gap year and just kinda see like how this goes, because I've always done this side of things with school on my back, and it's always been like really hard to juggle it all. So I just wanna see what it's like being free from it.
Yeah.
So we're almost done. We're almost graduated, guys. We have until July, and then we'll be June. We have until June. And then I'll finally be graduated.
That's awesome. It's cool.
My sibling's already out of school because they did Penn Foster, so they graduated early.
Yeah.
I decided not to do that, and I regret it. But at the same time, I don't, because I wanted the credit. So, I mean, that's why I'm staying in. I'm getting the credit. But it's like, no one does school with me. Everyone, like, literally everyone's out of school. Or, like, tested out of school. So, like, I'm like, oh, I have school. I'm like, oh, you're in school still? I'm like, yeah, I know. Don't bring it up. It's bad. I know. But, you know, I got to do it. So, I mean, I guess biggest goal, if, honestly, just to kind of, one, figure out what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And then, honestly, just, like, book movies and TV shows or, like, anything. I don't know. Yeah. Like, I definitely want to get more into modeling, too, so I guess trying to figure out how to do that. And just kind of keep pursuing it all.
Yeah. Well, that was the last question. You want to shout out your socials so they can, like, follow you and all that stuff?
Ooh, let's see. I just changed quite a bit of mine, so I need to see if I remember. You can follow me on Instagram at It's Riley Lewis. Yes, it has the it's in front. It is at ITS Riley Lewis. And TikTok, you can follow me at Riley Lewis, two S's at the end of Lewis. Twitter, don't remember that one if I'm being completely honest. It used to be XB Riley XB, but I know that is not it anymore. It's probably Riley with two Y's and then Lewis with two S's, but I'm sure you can find me on there.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. This was so much fun.
Of course.
Guys, go follow her, and also, if you're just listening, you can go to my YouTube channel and watch it, Ally J Official. But yeah, thank you guys for watching. Like,
have a great rest of your day.
Follow me.
Bye.
Bye.